Hey beautiful souls. Welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression, your daily dose of real talk about mental health and navigating life's twists and turns. I'm Sienna Cruz, your host, and I'm so glad you're here. Today, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart. Embracing your imperfections. Now, before you click away thinking, oh no, another self-love pep talk, hear me out. This isn't about pretending your flaws don't exist or forcing yourself into some unrealistic mold of perfection. It's about learning to love the messy, beautiful, uniquely that makes up every single one of us. You know those days when you wake up feeling like you just can't get it right? Like everything you do is a step towards not good enough. Ever felt that way? Yeah, we've all been there. It's the voice in our heads whispering doubts and insecurities, comparing us to some idealized version of ourselves or others. But guess what? That voice is a liar. It thrives on those imperfections, trying to convince you they're your downfall instead of the very things that make you, well, you. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember as we work on embracing our imperfections. First off, perfection is a myth. Let's be real, there's no such thing as perfect. It's a construct, a societal pressure that often leads to disappointment and self-criticism. Think about it, whoever achieved perfection anyway? Even the most seemingly flawless people have their struggles, their flaws, their off days. Second, your imperfections are your storytellers. They reveal your experiences, your vulnerabilities, and your growth. Every scar, every mistake, every stumble tells a tale of resilience and learning. Embrace those stories. They make you unique, they make you human, and they add depth to the incredible tapestry that is your life. Third, comparing yourself to others is a surefire way to sabotage your self-love journey. It's like constantly measuring your worth against someone else's yardstick, a yardstick that was probably made for a different body type, a different life, a different set of goals. Focus on your own path, celebrate your own victories, no matter how small, and remember that comparison is the thief of joy. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. We're all works in progress, constantly evolving and learning. Be patient with yourself, forgive your mistakes, and celebrate your strengths. And lastly, remember that true beauty comes from within. It shines through your authenticity, your vulnerability, your willingness to be seen and heard, flaws and all. It's not about fitting into a mold or pretending to be perfect. It's about owning your unique story and radiating your genuine self. Think about someone you admire, maybe a friend, a family member, or even a public figure. What do you find truly inspiring about them? It's likely not their flawless appearance, but something deeper, their courage, their kindness, their resilience in the face of challenges. This brings me to a real-world example. Remember that time when I tried to bake that elaborate cake for my sister's birthday and it turned into a flowery disaster? Yeah, total kitchen carnage. I was so embarrassed at first, wanted to just throw it all away. But then I realized, hey, at least I tried. And the fact that I embraced the mess, laughed about it with my family, made it even more memorable than if everything had gone perfectly. We learn and grow from those moments, the ones where we don't quite nail it. They build resilience, they foster creativity, and most importantly, they remind us that it's okay to be human and perfect, messy, beautiful. So remember, my amazing listeners, embrace your imperfections, celebrate your uniqueness, and never stop shining your light. Your flaws are not weaknesses, they are the threads that weave together the rich tapestry of who you are. Now, go out there and rock those imperfections. Share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder that they are perfect just the way they are. And don't forget to leave a review. Your feedback means the world to me. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and keep shining bright. You got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.